So tell me broadly, is the Trump administration's goal here to acquire the state oil company PDVSA and to run it? Are you going to put Americans on the board? How's this going to work?
Well, again, it's a process. The first thing to do is to reduce the damage to the United States, the inflow of guns and criminals and immigrants and drugs into the United States, the destabilizing of a key part of the Western Hemisphere. We need to stop that. That's why we've entered into Venezuela. Certainly part of the way to improve Venezuela and to improve the Western Hemisphere and improve the lives of Americans is to get their very corrupt 25 years in decline oil industry back going again.
Does that mean the United States government's going to run it? The president says we're going to run the country. Are we running this as a, American state-owned oil company, essentially?
No. Today, we are running the sale of their crudes. You know, we have a quarantine around their ability to ship oil outside of Venezuela. All of that goes through American crude marketers, and then that crude goes out into the market. We collect those funds and bring them back to Venezuela to better the lives of Americans and Venezuelans. But in the long run, what will happen with Venezuelan oil resources? Yeah, of course, quite likely you'll see American companies expanded presence there. You'll see growing production. Of course, you're going to see more American involvement in there. But exactly how that's going to work, that's going to unfold over time.